Okay. Tosos, Masha In came before, the bottom of the Testament base says, She'im Mashalim Kofar, Bechain Eish, the Ketanim Samach, Masha In came Be'eish. V'im Tomer Neil Bishor Nechayv Bekofar, why are born Eish, Chayim and Kofar, V'yavgav Dikul Mimishkin Baal Chayim, Okay, so the kasha is, as we pointed out last time, why is there no kofar in Eish and Bor? And don't say there's a pircha you can't learn from Karen. There's a pircha to regal also, and nonetheless we learn from Karen, so it must be a general rule that we can extrapolate. So why not extrapolate Eish and Bor? And we mentioned three answers yesterday. Tosa's answer is Yishlomer de Eish Bor Ptur into Darshin a love lo ala Bor a love lo ala Eish. Give Darshin will come on the Ketzad a love velo al Ha'adam. Okay, Tosos doesn't make up a drasha, expands a drasha in the Gemara. A love kofar yishas a love lo ala Ha'adam. Tosos expands it to a love lo ala Bor a love velo al Ha'Eish. V'im Tomer, then Tosos has the following question. Shor v'lo adam, d'chziv b'bor, lovely. If there's a rule of a love, a drash of a love v'lo habor, why do you need to darshan shor v'lo adam? A love poptures you from an adam. Kofar yishas a love for killing a person, but an abor is not chai for killing a person. So why do you need, v'nafal shama shor v'lo adam, to pop you for killing a person with a bor? So that's Tosos' kasha. Tosos' answer is, Yishlomer de itzer shorv lo adam liftor evet shenaf v'socho ovi kachav makonoi le Yisrael. You need that to pater a guy who fell in, or an eved or a guy who is owned by a Jew, an eved or a guy. And we'll see that Minastam, okay, we made assumptions, maybe we shouldn't make assumptions yet, what kind of Eved it is. So an Eved, meaning Kofar, is only for a Ben Chorin. Right? Kofar is only for a Ben Chorin. So a love says you're not Chai, Ben Chorin dies in your bor. But how do we know what happens if an Eved or a Goy dies in your bor? And a Goy, Melech, not very Ehu, so why would you be Chai if a Goy fell into your bor? A Goy was owned by a Jew. We point out, what does it mean a Goy owned by a Jew? Isn't that the same as an Eved? The difference is, though, an Eved means who was Mol V'Taval, and has the halachic status of Eved Kanani for all purposes. Goy owned by a Jew means Shalom Mol V'Taval. And Moshe reminded me that even though in the Stam case it's usher to keep an Eved as Lo Mol V'Taval, if you make that stipulation originally, then maybe it would be mutter. Okay, but an Eved means Mol V'Taval, has the halachic status of Eved Kanani, versus a Goy owned by a Jew, without Milan Tvila, who has the halachic status of a Goy, you just happen to own it. So for those, you would have been chayiv and yishor v'lo adam to pater you. Before we analyze that a little more, the Rashba has a different answer to Tosfos' question. Right? If you ask, Mamatzrichem shor v'lo adam, right? So for Rashi, the answer to this is, that was Shmizi, right? Because Rashi doesn't darshan all over all over. So of course you need it, right? So, the Rashi lo kasha, shahari, ain, Russia, Eino Doresh, Alav, Velo Al Habor. Right? So for Rashi, it's obvious why you need Shor V'lo Adam, because there is no redundancy. But for Tosos, there's no redundancy. Why do you need Alav? I know why you need Alav, to pater Adam and Eish and everything but Shor. But why do you need Shor V'lo Adam if Alav already paters a boar from killing someone? So Tosos' answer is, Liftar, for Mises Eved the Goy Hakanoi Liyisrael. Okay, so a love is for Ben Chorin that you're Potter, and Shorvlo Adam is the Potter, an Eved, and a Goy. The Rashba gives a different answer. What's the Rashba's answer? What's the Rashba's answer?
Those that are chayv and dam, not chayv and kofar.
Says the Rashba, no, they could both be for a ben chori. Says the Rashba. Afilu b'ben chorin sarich shtei drushos. What are the two drushos? A love liftor mechiyuv kofer and shor liftor mechiyuv damin. Says the Rashba based on a Gemara later on, which may or may not be a Gemara that we accept la halacha, there's two potential chiyuvim if a person dies in your bor. There is kofer, right, which means a redemption of the fee of misvei deshamayim, similar to keren, and there's damim, paying the value, which is similar to what happens if an animal dies. So there are two potential chiyuvim. You need two drushos to pater you from the two potential chiyuvim. A lav is pater you from kofer, and shor is to pater you from damim. Okay, Vincina saying it could be that really only sometimes damim applies and sometimes kofer applies, and therefore in each situation.
That was what I thought the Rashi was saying. I thought the Rashi wasn't saying by ben chorin.
What? He was definitely saying by ben chorin.
He was.
Read me his lashon.
Read Shlomo the Itzrich lifter afil mi damim mishum di yesh pater mi kofer b'chay b'damim kishor shenagat sa'eva.
You are.
It's very similar to Tosos, which is like a little bit
okay,
of a twist.
You are. you are, and then what does he continue to say?
Then he gives Tosos the answer. Right after that. We weren't so sure what exactly.
Okay.
How exactly is so different?
Okay, fair enough. Maybe he's not different than Tosos. Maybe I jumped to the wrong conclusion. If not, then I'll have to just erase Rashba and tell you who did say what I am trying to quote then. Yes. No, that's definitely what Rashba was saying, but...
I'm sure there's another parasha of Shloshim Shevayot.
Yes. Yes, okay. Let me read you instead. Yes, let me just go back to this. Let me read you instead. One second. Let's put the Rashba on the back burner for now. Let me read you instead what the Rabbeinu Yeshaya says in the Shidim Kubetzes. If I can find the Rabbeinu Yeshaya. And what does Rabbeinu Yeshaya say? Give me half a second. Nidrash Allah v'lo Allah borvim came lamali l'mutei ad the shor l'mutei adam v'yishlomar. First he gives Tosfos inami b'ben chorin. You need shor v'lo adam also for ben chorin. V'lift or mi damim itzrich mi Allah v'lo patrin and ela mi kofer. Okay, so I'll erase the Rashba for now. I'm going to apologize. I'm going to say.
The guy that wrote the Agot on the Rashba, wrote the Rakut, quotes Rabbi Yishaya with the Tana of Yisayah.
Okay, so I don't have the Masada Rakut edition here. Okay, in any case, Rabbi Yishaya gives two answers. First, he just repeats Tosfos. Right? What's his first repeating Tosfos? Rabbi Yishaya and Shivu Yetzes says, Itzrich Lute Goyo Ebed. Okay, that's Tosfos. Inami b'ben chorin v'lifter midamim itzrech. It's ben chorin lifter midamim. You need two psukim for ben chorin. One to pat you from kofar and one to pat you from damim, because there's two different possible chiyuvim, kofar and damim. Okay, that's Rabbi Yishaya's second answer. I'll come back to the Rashba then. Thank you for that correction. Now, here's an interesting question that the Ksos deals with, which is, why does Tosfos not give Rabbi Yishaya's answer? After all, it's a perfectly reasonable answer, right? Why does Tosfos not give Rabbi Yishaya's answer? So, why not answer like Rabbi Yishaya? So the Ksos here gives two possibilities. One possibility is that this is the famous machlokes in the Rambam and the Ravid. What's the famous machlokes in the Rambam and the Ravid? I think I told you, look at the Magen Mishnah, and he gives, the Rambam and the Ravid don't give the famous phrase by which their machlokes is known. But the Magen Mishnah already tells us the phrase which all the Rishonim and Achronim nicknamed their machlokes. What's the machlokes of Rambam and Ravid?
Toupee. have nezek for nezek?
Is there dummer for Ben Chorin or not? Is there dummer for Ben Chorin or not? What do the Rambam and Ravid say? The Rambam and Ravid discuss the case if there's no kofar and there's no shloshim shel eved. In what case there are no kofar or shloshim shel eved? If it was right? If it was in a tam, right? Clearly, it's mefurish and chumash that there's only kofar and shloshim shel eved in a muad. What about a? One second. No, that's not going to help. The tam. Let me just find the place. There we are. Yeah. sorry. The tam. Well, if the tam is bikavana, then the tam gets stoned. And since you're only chayim gufo, you can't pay anything anyway. That's not really relevant. What about a tam? Shelo bikavana. If the tam kills accidentally, it doesn't get stoned. So the tam is still there, and you can pay me gufo. You don't have to pay kofar. You don't have to pay shloshim, that's clear. Do you have to pay dumb in monetary value? So says the Rambam, nearly it seems to me, mishalim chatzi dmei ha'eved or ha'shifcha migufo ki'ilu mishor chavir o'chamoro. You pay chatzi nezek migufo of the dumim of the eved. But when it kills a ben chorin, potter, what did the Rambam say? There's a chiyuv dumim for an eved. There's no chiyuv dumim for a ben chorin. No chiyuv dumim for a ben chorin. And the Ravid argues, and the Ravid says, no, mistaber bein ben chorin bein eved dumim mishalim. No, of course you pay dummim for a ben chorin. When there's kofar, you pay kofar. When there's no kofar, you pay dummim. So the Rambam thinks the chiyuv dummim of actual physical damage for a ben chorin. And the Rambam says there's no chiyuv dummim for a ben chorin. Here they seem to have a fundamental machlokas. Now, Taka, there's a Gemara in Daf Mem Gimel, if you'd look it up, which has mefurish like the Ravid. The thing is, this is always a tricky part. That's in the Shakla Vatarya defending a day we don't paskin like. So you never know. If the Shakla Vatarya defending a day we don't paskin like says something, does that mean that's just true? They happen to bring it in here? Or no, they're only saying it according to that day. So that's the machlokas. Okay. Anyway, we have a famous machlokas around Ravid. Yesh dam leben chor ein dam leben chor. This seems to be almost a philosophical machlokas, perhaps. Right? Can you? Kofar, for sure, you pay money for human life. But that's not paying the value, that's paying a kofar. That's different. The question is, if you kill someone, can you repay their value to their family, right? Can you reduce in kofar, that's different. But can you reduce a person's death to money or not? So the Rambam says, no. Remember, the Rambam really thought, if you remember the famous sheikh of the Rambam, even when you're mazik someone, you can't really reduce that to money, it's just a knas, it's just a kofar. Right? If the shore killed him, okay, but if a person died, he can't be replaced with money. Ain't dumin leben chorin. The Rambam holds ain't dumin leben chorin. When there's kofar, there's no kofar, there's dumin. So why not answer like Rabbi Yishai? So the ketzos here has two answers, a little piece of ketzos. One possibility is that Tosfos holds like the Rambam. She ain't dumin leben chorin. No, there's no monetary value to a life of a ben chorin, right? While the Rabbi and Yeshaya, Savar Kiravid, Sheyesh Damim leben chorin. Okay, so maybe that's why Rabbi and Yeshaya says you need two psukim, one to pater kofar, one to pater damim. And Tos says, what are you talking about? In a ben chorin, you don't need two psukim. There is no damim. There is no value. You can't put a price tag on the person's life. That's one possibility. The other possibility, which the Tzos mentions, he's very, very briefly, just like three lines that I took from the middle of Sivkut and Dalid, he says, no, maybe Tosos understood that there is Dam Leben Chorin, but a love is enough to pater you from all chiyuvim. A love paters you from all obligations, being the kofar, being the damin. Tosos, Savri, did Roshas a love Poter mikol hachiyuvim, being kofar, which is what it's talking about, kofar yishas alav, being damin. So it says you don't need two psukim, one to pat you from kofar, one to pat you from damin. Alav pats you from both of them, and then Rabbi Yishaya would hold savar didrashas alav poter rak mikofar v'lo midamin. Okay, so that could also be a way of understanding their machlokas. So Tosfos either held there was no damim or that Allah pocketed you from damim. Interestingly, there would be a big nafgamina to this machlokas between nafgamina halacha l'maisa lo aleinu. To this machlokas being Tosfos and Yishai. Over here, it's just a nafgamina. How do you explain why you need the pasuk? But if anyone looked at this very fascinating Hagos Hashiri from the fourth parak, he says, sounds like maybe even he was dealing with a real life case. Is this where he said it was? Why don't I seem to find it here?
Dalid.
Did anyone look it up? Is it in Dalid Dalid? And I have a different source of daf here. And okay, I could always say it over Baal Peh. Anyway, the fascinating question he deals with: what if someone kills someone by accident? What if someone unfortunately kills someone by accident? Do they have to pay their value to his family? Now, what will you say to me, Ben Sion? You'll say, of course they don't have to pay because of... Oh, here it is. Reuven Shaharga Shimon. Kimlid Rabin. Yes. He's Chayav Misa for murder. Of course he doesn't have to pay money. No. But we paskin that even when there's Kimlid Rabin, you're still Chayav Lotz Esidei Shemayim. Bezdin doesn't make you pay money if you did something that's Chayav Misa. But you still, Bidei Shemayim, still have to pay. So Bidei Shemayim, if Chas V'Shalom Reuven kills Shimon, does he have to pay Shimon's value to his heirs? Lotz Esidei Shemayim. Meaning, is there a fundamental Chayav to pay his value or not? There's no Gemara. Probably. There's a famous line in the Gemara that says, Estan Asar Torah Vafila Baal Imo, without going into the details, and most Rishonim say what that means, that is a fee of Latzei Sidei Shemayim. Okay, we'll leave that for now. But it's the Mefurish line in the Gemara. There are two ways to interpret that line. The mainstream way to pay Rish of that line in the Gemara is this. So, here's the interesting question. What about Reuben who killed Shimon? For sure, in Bezin he doesn't have to pay money, so he doesn't rob me. But Latzei Sidei Shemayim, does he have to pay money? So, very fascinatingly, Reuven Harag S. Shimon, Chiyuv Damin, Bidei Shemayim. So, says that Gosa Shiri, that he has to pay. Sorry, I closed it. He says, what was his Lashon again? His Lashon was, Reuven Harga Shimon, Afish Chai Misa, Meshalim Domav Liyorshim, Bebal Litzay Sidei Shemayim. Inami Topsi Yorshim, Inay Lof Gimim. He even goes far as say, if this is a big achlok, if the Yorshim toe-face the money, they can keep it. He assumes, like, again, most Rishonim, whenever you Chai Bidei Shemayim, if the guy's toe-face can keep it. So, this is against our Tosos. Why? Allah V'lol Ha'adam. Our Tosos would say for sure Reuven's not Chai of money. Why? Because Tosos has to have one of two things. Either Ein Dom L'Ben Chorin. If Ein Dom L'Ben Chorin, there's no Chai of money. Or, Allah passes you from Kofar and Damin. Then Allah passes you from Damin. So, Tosos would have to say he's Potter. Because one of these two reasons apply. Either there's no Damin for Ben Chorin in the first place, or a love, because remember the original is a love of Adam. It's only the extension of the Lobor, right? Tosos is a potter because one of the two reasons has to be true, right? Either Ein Damin leben Chorin, or a love poter Michi of Damin, right? But he has to hold one of those two things. Zagos Ashiri, who says you're Chayav Latze Sidei Shemayim, he has to hold like Rabbeinu Yeshaya. So here's an afkamina. The Gosa Shiri has to hold like Rabbeinu Yeshaya because he says there is a chi of damim, at least bidei shemayim, if I kill someone. So if my boar kills someone, chas v'shalom, there is a chi of damim. So why don't I have to be damim? Sure, v'ladim is the path to be from damim. Tosfos would say no. You automatically potter from damim, either saying damim leben chorin, or because Allah passes you from everything, and if so, and I think we'll prove that the first possibility of itself is true, if so, then Tosfos would have to disagree with this Hagos HaShiri. Okay, this could be Halacha L'maisa. I know nowadays, I think in America, at least, if someone kills someone, they actually invest in, would have, in court, would have to pay their value to the family, to the Yisomim. But in Halacha, this would be, this Hagosa Shiri says Chayev, but if you work out the logic, he's only going to Rav Yishai, according to Tosfos on our daf, you'd be Potter. Okay, he must have been following Rav Yishai. The last thing I just wanted to point out is the next Ketzos. Or, well, let's, is the next, the next Ketzos. Says the Ketzos, that was the Ketzos of Zivkatan Dalet. The Ketzos in Zivkatan Aleph has a problem. What's the problem? The Ketzos in Zivkatan Aleph? He says, hold on a second. What's the case of Eved that Tosfos is talking about? And the Ketzos has a big problem. I'm not sure why he had a big problem. And Ben-Zion will say he's for sure not sure why he had a big problem. What was the Ketzos' problem? Ketzos' problem was over here. Right? Eved in Tosfos. The Ketzos had the following problem. He said, hold on. There are two kinds of Eved, right? What are the two kinds of Eved? Either, well, it's definitely Eved Kanani, right? That's what I'm going to read. Either he had a bris mila or he didn't have a bris mila, right? Either Eved Orel or Eved Shemol V'Tobal, right? Either Eved Mohol or Eved Orel. And he says, if it means Eved Orel, then why can't Tosfos mean Eved Orel? Someone could want to say, but it can't be. Why can't Tosfos by Eved mean an Eved Orel that a Jew owns? No. Very technical. Why can't Tosfos mean an Eved Orel or an Akum HaKonen Yisrael? Because an Eved Orel and Akum HaKonen Yisrael are the same thing. Then it's redundant. If an Eved means a non-Gemalt Eved, then that's the same as an Akum HaKonen Yisrael. Right? If Eved Orel, then it's redundant to Akum HaKonen Yisrael. So it can't mean an Eved Orel. And if it means an Eved Mahol, then you don't need Shor V'lo Adam. He says, then you don't need Shor V'lo Adam if it's an Eved Mahol. Why? Because a love is poter from Shloshim Shalevet. How do we know a love is poter from Shloshim Shalevet? A love is only written by Kofer. Very simple, because Adam is not chayim in Shloshim Shalevet. Why is Adam not chayim in Shloshim Shalevet? If I, not Bor, Adam Amazik is poter from Shloshim Shalevet, why is Adam Amazik poter from Shloshim Shalevet? Because of love. A love for all Adam. So if Adam Amazik is poter because of a love, Bor should also be poter because of a love. I know it's not Pashat, but Uvda. Right? Now, Joel wants to say, no, a love really doesn't pop to you from Shloshim Shalevet. Also, why is Adam Amazik potter from Shloshim Shalevet? And why is H potter from Shloshim Shalevet? You'll have to find some other reason. Okay, but I think this is, and therefore, what does the Ketzos conclude? The Ketzos now stuck. Eved can't mean anything. So what does the Ketzos say? B'dochik otzum. He says, v'nire, d'had d'kasu lifter Eved o akum, ikr teretzu la'akum. Okay. He really just meant Akum. The Eved is really Lav Davka. That's obviously super dachuk, right? We all know that it's super dachuk, right? So answers the Ketzos. This is the question. Answer says the Ketzos. He says, no. The Eved is not the real answer. Obviously, that's a little hard to say. You know, he didn't really mean Eved. Why did he say Eved o Akum akon li Yisrael? Okay, I know Joel wants to go one way. Maybe you'll succeed, maybe you won't, but I think the answer is more Pasha than that. And Ben-Zion pointed out the answer is already found in the Rashba. In the Rashba. The answer is this is Pashut. The answer is the Rashba. I don't mean the Rashba is opposed to Tosfos. Ben-Zion corrected me and convinced me the Rashba is the same as Tosfos. The answer is Alpi Rashba, it's Pashut what the answer is. The answer is no. A love is that even Tosfos admits, right? Let's take this derech of the. Even Rambam admits Yesh Damim Le'eved. Rambam holds his own Damim for Ben Chorin. He admits there's damim for Eved, which means that in Eved there are two potential chiyuvim. Shloshim shel Eved and damim. And therefore, even Tosos doesn't mean you need shor to pot you from Shloshim shel Eved. No, you don't need shor to pot you from Shloshim shel Eved. You need shor to pot you from damim. And so, you don't need shor liftor mechiyuv Shloshim shel Eved, because Shloshim shel Eved is like kofer. That pot from Allah. But you do need shor liftor mechiyuv damim. Now it's very poshut. Even though by Ben Chorin Tosfos doesn't want to answer, you need a love to pater from the kofer. Excuse me, and shor v'lo adam to pater from damim, because he holds ein damim le Ben Chorin, and now I'm being machria that Tosfos holds ein damim le Ben Chorin, like the Rambam. But yesh damim le Eved, everyone agrees it's damim le Eved. Eved is something I own, and therefore by Eved, even though we knew you were pater from shloshim shel Eved without shor, we need shor to pater you from damim. So I think that's the pashy answer to the Ktos. It's a tame to me why the Ktos didn't give this answer, because Ben Sion will say it's so obvious, right? That's Pshat and Tosfos. Tame to me why the Ktos didn't think so. Okay, we'll leave it Tzarchim. Maybe he had a reason, maybe he didn't, who knows. But I think that's pashy Pshat and Tosfos. What Tosfos is saying is that Allah pots you from a person, because the pots you from Kofar and Ein Dom Ben Chorin. So Allah pots you from Ben Chorin, what do you need shor? You need shor for two things. For an Eved, not to pot you from Shloshim Shel Eved, to pot you from Demei Eved, because Yesh Dom and Eved. And for an Akam HaKonon Yisrael, who only is Shayach to Damim, because he's not Shayach to Shloshim at all, because he's not really Chalos Eved. Okay, the last thing I just want to point out, and here I'm going to apologize, I'm not really going to go into some, I'm going to sort of half go into something maybe a little.
Why did you change the Lashon if it's really the same person?
What? It's not the same person. What I'm saying is that it's talking about an Eved Mahal. It's talking about an Eved Mahal. But an Eved Mahal has Shloshim Shel Eved and Damim. Akam only has Damim. You make Kabbalah?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we'll come back to one thing a little later. Let us go on for a moment to go on to the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Chomer daf yud. Chomer b'shor mi ba'esh. Chomer esh mi b'shor. Chomer b'shor ba'esh. What's more chomer and shor than esh? Shor m'shal and kofer. V'chaim shlosh v'shal eved. Right? Shor pays kofer and shlosh v'shal eved, which esh doesn't. Nigmar dino asura noah. Shor Niskal is Asura Noah, which Eish isn't. Masro Lechir Shod V'Kot and Chayim Hashem Kim Be'Eish. We learned that on Daf Testament base. We developed three Mahalchim in there. Chomer Be'Eish Mi B'Shor She'Eish Mu'edes Mi T'chilosam Hashem Kim B'Shor. Okay, Eish is Mu'ed right away. Shor has to be three times Tom and then Mu'ed. Okay, let's stop here. What's a Chiddush here? What's not obvious? Okay, the part of Asura Noah, okay, we know that's only about Shor. The part of Mechir Shot V'Katam we already learned in Testament Beis. It was a Chiddush, but we learned the reason why. The part of Mu'im Mitchilasa was Mufur Shot V'Chomesh. How about the part of Kofar and Shloshim Shel Eved? We're back to the exact same question. Why is there no Kofar and Shloshim Shel Eved in Eish? Right? So, let's just ask this question.
Lama Ein Chi of Kofar. We'll stick to Kofar for now. Some Shloshim Shel Eved goes with it. The Eish.
So, why is there no Chi of Kofar in Eish? One answer we're not going to say Shor v'lo Adam. It doesn't say that about Eish. So why is there no Chi of Kofar in Eish? So what does Tosos say already? Tosos, Lashitase, right? Tosos and many other Rishonim. The expanded Drasha. Alav v'lo al ha'Eish. Right? What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? Well, he starts out with a little of a tangent. If you burn a person who is not tied up, then you're potter, because it's his own fault for not running away. Like, he burned himself on purpose. Okay, that's reasonable. I mean, obviously, if I burn someone's house down, the house can't run away. Even animals maybe don't know how to run away. A person should have run away. Okay, but that's really a silly case, because that's obviously not my fault, and that guy's obviously a lunatic. Let's say the guy was tied up, right? Or locked in, or whatever, right? So what if the guy was tied up, and it really is my fault for killing him? Why don't I pay kofar? The answer is because I'm Chayav Misen, come lay to Rab Mine, because of come lay to Rab Mine. That's Rashi's answer. Says Rashi.
because I've come labored around me. Okay. The.
So then we're now still need a few bits of this amendment potentially.
That is a good question, but even if so, it's still chomer because I don't have to pay in bezin. Right? Could be an economy, that wouldn't bother us. Okay, now here you have a problem with Rashi. What's the problem with Rashi? The problem with Rashi is what are the older Rishonim Shidim Gunetz ask on Rashi? Based on the Gorin Daf Chof Beis, okay, maybe we didn't read the Gorin Daf Chof Beis, but we can figure it our own. That is it really true that you're chayav misa for your ish burning someone? After all, am I chayav misas bezdin if my shor kills someone? No. Am I chayav misas bezdin if my boar kills someone? No. There's no kimli rabbinay if my shor or boar kills someone. Why should I be chayav misas bezdin if my ish kills someone? Because ish mishum chitzav, that's the Gemara says. If ish mishum chitzav, then I kill them. Okay, so what are all the mefarshim asked? On Rashi, they say that's only if Isha Mishum Chitzav. It doesn't help if Isha Mishum Mamono. One second. I just realized I got into trouble here. No. Okay, I'm okay. The question is, that's true if Isha Mishum Chitzav. For sure. Kim Lu Ravnine. But what about who holds Isha Mishum Amono? Who remembers? Reish Lakish, right? What about Manda Amar Isha Mishum Mamono? Not only that, but what did the Gemara conclude? Even Rabbi Yochanan held Tzvedin of Isha Mishum Chitzav and Mishum Mamono. There are some cases where it's only Mamono. What's the case where it's only Mamono? Let's say my fire originally could not have reached you, and then a wall happened to fall down. And now the fire can reach you, and I don't rebuild the wall. That's not chitzav, because when I lit the fire, it couldn't have reached you. That's only chiva mono, because I didn't close the gate and keep my fire inside. Right? So there are various cases. Big Mach looks at many cases. What about isha mishum mono? Or cases that even Rabbi Yochanan admits are mishum mono. And again, let's review the one case that more explicitly says Rabbi Yochanan admits Mishum Amono. It is where I light a fire and it can't reach your house. So there's a stone wall blocking it. And then there's a little earthquake and the stone wall falls. And people come and tell me, you should know you have a fire. The wall fell. Quickly rebuild the wall, put some barrier so your fire doesn't burn down your neighbor's house. And I say, nah, I'm not worried about it. So that's not a chiyuv chitzav. It's called kalulu chitzav. The chitzav ended because I didn't light anything that could have reached my neighbor's house. But it is a chiyuv mamono. I have a dangerous object in my property, and I should fence it in, and I didn't fence it in. So even Rabbi Yochanan admits there's a case of mamono. And that's why is that? Because he holds that tamon is only pater and mamono. So he has to admit there's a case of mamono, because that's when tamon is pater. No pater tamon on chitzav. So that's the question everyone asks on Rashi. The question everyone asks on Rashi is, whatever happened to Mamono? So how are you going to answer this question on Rashi? So I can only think of two ways to answer this question on Rashi. Two ways to answer this question on Rashi. One is a little dachuk. I don't know, anyone want to answer this question on Rashi? How could Rashi say the Torah of Kimlud Rav Minei? That only applies if it's Chitzav. It's pretty mefurish in the Gemara. There's no Kimlud Rav Minei and Mamono. It's mefurish in the Gemara later on. Okay, if you don't believe me, learn the Gemara later on. There's no Kimlud Rav Minei and Mamono. I'm only in Chitzav. So what do you... it says right here, Lamanda or Isha Mishim Mamono, am I Potter? Why should they be Torah of Kimlud Rav Minei if Isha Mishim Mamono? Ilu Kadol Tori Abdoch and Ami Lo Mechayev? I understand, if your ox killed someone, that's a Ptur, there's no Ptur of Kimlud Rav Minei. So, how are you going to defend Rashi? Anyone?
I'm saying all cases. I mean, even Reish Lakish, if you hold the moment, you agree that there are cases where each could, like, still count as Kimlud Rav Minei. Like, you're
hit to go out. Okay, so even Reish Lakish admits there's one case where even he would call it Chitzav. What? If you actually lit the guy on fire yourself, and it didn't spread to him.
So, each is the last other one.
Okay, so that's what Chesky wants to say. One answer is Chesky. Chesky wants to say, no. The Eish Bor is Chomer, not Bor.
We're comparing Eish to Shor,
right? Shor is Chomer. Shor Muad is Chomer because all types of Shor are Chayiv Kofar, but one type of Eish, Chitzav, is Potter Minar Kofar, is not Chayiv Kofar. Right, okay, it's just relative. You're right, it's not that Eish is not Chayiv Kofar. Is not Chayiv Kofar. Okay, there's one type of Eish which is not Chayiv Kofar. I might have been even more technical. I might have said maybe our Gemara is leaving Rabbi Yochanan. Why are we allowed to say our Gemara is leaving Rabbi Yochanan? Because we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. And, okay, but there's a price that supports Rabbi Yochanan also, so that's okay. And most types of Eish are Chitzav, according to Rabbi Yochanan. It's a rare kind of Eish that's Mamono, right? So I might add, right, all types of Eish. I might even add that maybe Sugyan, Azil, Rabbi Yochanan, and most cases of Eish aren't Chayiv Kofar. Because most cases of Eish are pizza. Okay, that's all Bechezki wants to say.
I agree. From Rashi's word, it's not good enough to cure the Eish.
Okay.
In that case, you light someone directly on fire. That part, why would that be Eish? Wouldn't that just be
Adam? Correct. That's part of the question that the Shidu Investi asked on Rashi. Why would any pizza be Eish? It's really Adam. Okay, but you could say it's not really Adam. It's learned from the Parsha of Eish. The Rav says differently. The Rav. What does the Rav say? The Rav says, remember his terrace by the boar? He says, why is boar potter mina kofar? Because there's no maisa ritzicha. You can only talk about kofar in a maisa ritzicha. Only a human or an animal can have, only Baal Chaim can have a maisa ritzicha. It's a Baal maisa. Says the Rav, no. He says very pashut. He says, Isho mishom chitza is potter min hakofer mishom kimle grab. You know why Rashi didn't cover Isho mishom amono? Isho mishom amono ain afilu havamina l'chaivo l'chaiv kofer. Isha Mishimona, you don't even have to explain why you're Chayiv Kofar. Why? Deha leka maisa ritzicha. Isha Mishimona, what that means is it's not my action. It's just the fire's action, and I own the fire. The fire doesn't have an action. It's not called a maisa. The fire is not murdering. The fire is just burning, and someone dies. So therefore, he says, "Mimonoshal Ishim Shemamono." That's not a person doing anything. Pasha, there's no chavamina in chayiv kofar. You don't even need to say why you're patur min hakofar. Rashi only needed to say why Ishim Shem Chitzav is patur min hakofar, because that's haka maisa. And the answer is because of the kimlev rav mide.
So according to this, then so for four, right? Then Rashi would fit well, right? Because you don't need any special drush to explain why you're patur on other four, because four can't.
Right, so the Rav gets into a little trouble, because then why do you need any pasuk pata from Bor? Just it's obviously no maiser tzicha. So the Rav says, yeah, the pasuk of Shor of Lo Adam is really coming to pata from Damim, not from Kofar.
Okay,
but then you go back here and you say, okay, so how do we know that Eish is pata from Damim once we're also including Damim here?
Right.
And then we're stuck, because Eish Mishum Chitzav is pata from Damim because the Kidman Rav Yidei. Eish Mishum Amono, how do we know it's pata Mishum Damim? It's pata from Damim. And then you're back to square one. Right. So Chesky's pointing out is that the Rav is in trouble here.
And there's worse trouble, I think. I'm just saying because Rashi didn't give all the days. He says it's because Bor is because of Kimler Rav.
Bor is because of Kimler Rav, he says?
I forgot what was on the Gimel.
I thought that was Adam. Okay, I think you're wrong. Okay, in any case, okay, this is the Rav's answer. It might work well in this Rashi if you have to get it consistently through the Sugya. It's going to have to perhaps get a little... perhaps going to become a little dachuk. But, okay, two ways to defend Rashi again. Either some of his only deal with Chitzav and he was ignoring Mamono because it was enough that Chitzav was butter. Or no, mamon is also potter. That's just obviously potter. He says no ma'aser v'tzicha, no hafami. That's only chitzav. He needs to explain why it's potter. I'll just point out one last thing, which is Chesky, do me a favor. When you have a second, Rashi here makes an assumption which is not found anywhere explicitly in Shas that Kim Lebramini potters you from kofar. Why is that not obvious?
Tosis not that.
What? Tosos Abdalit says does not pop to you from Kofar, right? He's talking about Adam, but remember that was Tosos against the Riva, and we pointed out that what?
That's what I was complaining about.
We pointed out at the time it was not against Rashi and Abdalit, it was against Rashi. I think we even quoted in Daf Yud and in Daf Nun Gimel.
Right.
It was against Rashi a few places. Rashi and the Riva in that Tosos says Kim the Ramani patches you from Kofar, being Adam, being Beishim Shem Chitzav, being Adam and Mazik be Adayim, being Beishim Shem Chitzav. Well, the Re, I shouldn't say Tosos, because they're different Bali Tosos, the Re says, no, Lomefter Mishim Kim L'Ramine. And we wondered what he meant by Lomefter Mishim Kim L'Ramine, and one possibility was Lomefter Mishim Kim L'Ramine, because it's a Kapara. Kim L'Ramine doesn't pot you from Kapara. Tosos all over Ksubas, which we learned a few years ago, if we were in YU then, says Kim L'Ramine doesn't pot you from Karban, doesn't pot you from, you know, Tashlumi Truma, which is Kapara. So, here you get a very fascinating machlokas. Does Kim Leib Ramine patter you from kofar or not? Now, the truth is, if you remember back, we had two ways of reading Tosin Daf Dalet. We'll stick to one way now. You got my board? Okay. So, what's that machlokas about? Now, every machlokas could be about two things. Why could every machlokas be about two things? Not just because I'm done and like to have two possibilities. Because generally a chlokas is, does X potter from Y or not? So obviously they could be arguing about X, they could be arguing about Y. That's just common sense way to analyze things. Whenever machlokas is about how din A applies to din B, there are two possible ways. So you could say they're arguing about kin lid ramine. Does kin lid ramine only potter punishments, or does it make it as, you know, only, does it only potter punishments in Bezdin, or does it erase the deed that Yaveri did entirely? It's going to be a little tricky, because if we assume Kim Ramine you still chayv latzis yidei shemayim, you should be chayv in all kaparas, because those are latzis yidei shemayim. Okay, but as Oren pointed out, not everyone holds your chayv latzis yidei shemayim. Or it could be, they're arguing about kofar. Yesh ladan harbe, about kufram, kofar, the Gemara has a machlokas, perhaps. Is kufr a mamon or kufr kapar? Is kufr a regular chiyuv of mamon? Like, basically, is kufr just damim ben chorin? We don't pass that way. We pass when kufr is kapar. It's for kapara. Therefore, for example, it doesn't apply to ketanim. The two examples, there are only two nafkaminas in the Gemara. Ketanim don't have to pay kufr because they're not paying kapara. And edim zomim, who say that someone's ox killed someone, don't have to pay kufr because they are not paying kapara. So kufr is kapara. The question is, how strictly do you take this idea of kufr being kapara? And yes lachor kacha. We paskin kufr kapara. That's clearly how we paskin. But what does this mean? Does this mean pure kapara? It is just something you pay in order to get kapara. Or perhaps, no, it's not something you pay to get kapara. The Torah was gozer this only in a place where you get kapara. But once the Torah was gozer it, it's a chi of mamon. It's just a chi of mamon, which only applies b'makom kapara. For example, as the Chassam Sofer says, the famous Chassam Sofer in Gittin, who says, l'fineis daiti, kofur damim l'mishpacha. It's really damim. You pay the family. If you killed their animal, you would pay. So if you killed their father, who's the fire to the family, you shouldn't pay. You have to pay their hefzid. Paying their hefset, shechisram ish demishpachtam. You took a person away from their family. El agav zem mechaper gamal mazik. And agav the payment, you also get kapara. Avol ikar utashlumu lemishpachma shechisla. The ikar is paying them what you owe them, or rather, what you damage them. The ikar is paying your damage, and the agav is that there's also a kapara. Okay. Right. So obviously, this only works if you assume we paskin b'dinizak, which is what we do paskin. Yes, so the Chassam Sofer might say that depending on his chakira, if you hold b'din mazik shayminan, then he's not saying what he's saying. He's only saying if you hold b'din nizak shayminan. So that is the famous Chassam Sofer. The Sri De'esh that I also put in brackets says this very, very strongly as well. It's kofar be'emes tashlumei mamon. It's really tashlum mamon. She'ikar achiyuv l'hashav liyorshi amumas v'nechbal v'nezik gufo. The ikar is to pay them what they were damaged. L'ogar nezik gufo nezik mamono. Losing a body is no worse, no, should be no less paid than losing money. El she'amar Torah she'tashlumei liyish gam ke mishum kapara ma'isechei. The Torah said it's also kapara. So here, I think there are two ways to understand.
What does it have a fixed value?
I'm not talking about Nevin, I'm talking about Ben Chorin, I'm talking about Shloshim Shalavit. Shloshim Shalavit is a knas. That's different. So give me a second. Yes, lachkor, do you say like Vechsam Sofer, and much later, the Sridi Eish, do you say that it's Be'ikr Chiyov Mamon? Even Kufr Kapara is very close to Kufr Mamona. Sheyesh Bogam Kapara. And then to explain the Gemaras, you have to add Vahatora Gazra Chiyov Mamon Zeh Rak Bimakom Shemechaper. The Torah is only Gozer when it's Mechaper. Therefore, it was only Gozer on Bar Mitzvah people, not Ketanim, and only on someone who had an ox, not an Eitzomi. Or do you say, no, the Pashut Pshat? The Pashtus is that, no, it's pure Kapara. No Chiyuv Mamon whatsoever. Right? Basically, is it, you know, sort of that you owe them the money and that's also Kapara? Or no, it's just a pure something you have to do to get Kapara, but you don't owe them the money at all. As Oren points out, this Chakira only makes sense if you hold that it's Demei Mazik. There's Machlokas Tanam, it's Demei Mazik or Demei Nizak. Obviously, if you're paying the value of your body, the perpetrator is paying his own value. He's not making up for what the family lost. He's just redeeming his own soul. So this is clearly Manda Omar Demei Mazik. Manda or Demei Mazik, you're not paying them what they lost. You're paying what you're worth because you're redeeming your life from Mitzvah De Shemayim. But if you say Manda Omar Demei Nizak, then you could take that both ways. You could say, and that's how we pass it, like the Chasam Sofer, it's Be'ikar Chiyuv Mamon. You have to pay what their family, they lost the member of the family who's worth $1.5 million, you have to pay $1.5 million, and you also get Kapara. Or you could say no. It's not that you're paying for what they lost. It's just a kapara to lose a lot of money.
Something like more like the first say, maybe the machlokas between yes. These two is over the kapara, and then it says kulei alma zmoda.
Yes. So what I'm saying
and
is that
it really needs two different types of. They both agree it's kufr kapara, but different types of.
Exactly. What I'm saying is that even when they say they both hold kufr as kapara, they help one hold the kufr kapara that's closer to mamona. What I'm saying is the half mean is still half alive to maskana. What?
That's still very difficult.
It's a chesh. And a chanami. But on the one, it's very difficult. On the other, you can say it's already hinted at there. After all, the havamina manda rebe mazik holds mamona. So even in the maskana, these kapara is closer to mamona. Being easy. Okay, I'll just throw. Yeah?
I love George Shalshmei Shutfin that the Gemara has a suffix on that mem and the Rambam Paskins that they both pay full kapara.
Okay, very good. So basically, I don't want to get into the sugyas now because it's all much later in Masechet. So I'm just going to leave us all maybe a little intrigued. I'll throw out like a few sugyas that might tie into this question. Let me start though with two from our sugya. How about Kimle Ramine? Right? If it's a pure kapara, then you would think Kimle Ramine shouldn't pop to you. Kimle Ramine, Eino Poter, Michiyuv Kofer. That's the opinion of Tosfos. But if you say, no, it really is a chi of mamon, which is, it only comes makom kapara. It also has a kapara aspect. But then maybe you'd say, since be'ikr is a chi of mamon, kimlin ramine would poter mi chi of kofer. That is the opinion of Rashi by us and the Rav Masechet and the Riva in the Tosfos and Nafdalid that we already learned. The another nafkamina could be, perhaps, although this is much more of a stretch, each of these nafkaminas, they could be arguing about something else, right? They could be arguing Kibble Rabbini. Another nafkamina could be, this is more of a stretch, but the question that Tosfos brought up. Does Olav pater only from Kofar or also from Dabin? So this is extra. This is really maybe just a real maybe. Maybe if you say that Kofar is also similar to Dabin, then you could say that Olav poter Gam Michi of Damim. Why? Because Kofar is similar to Damim anyway. So if Allah pats you from Kofar, it pats you from Damim also, which is what the Ktos said might be the sheath of Tosos. Right? If you said that this is Ulay Tosos, the feet of Ktos. If you say, no, this is pure Kapara, then you'd say, no, Allah is talking about pure Kapara. Allah poter Michi of Kofar, the low Michi of Damim. This is the opinion of Rabbeinu Yeshaya. So you could say, although this is again, it could be just a matter of how they darshan it. Do you darshan broadly or narrowly? But you could say, look, if kofar is really similar to Daman, the first is just Daman with a knesh, then when Allah patches you, it patches you from all Daman, with and without a knesh. If Allah is a pure kapara and Daman is pure mammon, then Allah patches you from kapara. Or why should I patch you from mammon? And maybe that's what underlies the machlokas that we had on the board right here. I'll just throw out a few other things. How about the question of mechila? Can the family of the dead guy be mochel, the kofar? So this is a machlokas rishonim. Again, remember I said everything can be analyzed two ways? There's a Rabbi Chanan who says, oh, of course, they're arguing about the nature of mechila. Is mechila as if you don't owe or as if you paid? Mechila is if you paid, then you don't say kofar. Mechila is if you don't owe, then you still owe it. Because it's not up to them whether you owe it for kapar and shemayim. But you could also say they're arguing about kofar. So
like you can't be mochel and truma.
What? That's the assumption, right?
I think so. Then how would Rabbi Chanan?
He would say, and this meduyak in like a Rosh Mishan somewhere, if I'm not mistaken, that really theoretically you could be mochel truma, just no one's a bar hachi to be mochel because you need all the kohanim in the world and you can't get them all together. Clever, no? How about mechila, right? Says Tosfos. Lo mahani mechila bekofer. This is the opinion of Tosfos. Tos actually says, what's the difference between kofar and dumim anyway? Since we hold Meinitza. Says the difference is, dumim you can be mochel, kofar you can't be mochel. However, the Mechas Chinuch is convinced that the Rambam disagrees with Tosos. And he also medayik that the Bar Pnur disagrees with Tosos, and many people disagree with Tosos. So, Minchas Chinuch says, Medas, the Bar Pnur. And the Rambam, although the Bartanuri is better right than the Rambam, is that Mechila Mahani. Again, what could they be arguing about? Each of these lines, they could not be arguing about Kofar. Maybe there's no Chakir about Kofar. They're arguing about Mechila. The Rambam, the Bartanuri, according to Mechila, says Mechila is if you paid. So if you paid, you're Yotze. Tos says Mechila is if you never owed in the first place. But here, it's not up to them to make you not owe in the first place, because you need to pay for Kapara. Or they could be arguing about this. Another big machlokes Lachimisha brings up is, what about Suffolk? What about Suffolk if you owe kofar or not? And that is something to do with Moshe's point. Is Suffolk l'chumra or l'kula? Suffolk kapara should be l'chumra, but Suffolk mamon should be l'kula. So maybe over here, this is the Lachimisha says, Suffolk l'chumra. Why? Suffolk kapara l'chumra. But maybe say Andrava. Safek lakula, because of the rule of Hamlotz Mechavero Olive Haraya. So that's also a big machlokus. One other issue might be fascinating question. How much do you actually pay? How much do you pay? Oren, the Gemara has machlokus Tanan, Dmei Mazik or Dmei Nizak. And what do we pay? Dmei Nizak. What's Dmei Nizak? How do you determine Dmei Nizak? So you think how much he's worth to sell. What does the Ravid say? The Ravid says you look in Parshas Erchin. If he's a man between 20 and 60, you pay 50 sela. If he's v'chuli, 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 right? So that's very fascinating. How much do you pay? So maybe you could say the amount you pay, right? If the Chasam Sofer is right, then for sure you should say like the Rambam and others that says, Shovyo ke'eved. How much he's worth is an eved. Right? You have to pay what they lost. What they lost is how much he's worth. What do you mean how much he's worth is an eved? How much work he could have done for the family, right? A good actuary will tell you the amount he's worth is an eved equals the amount of work he could have done for Mepharnes' family. Right? By the principles of microeconomics. Okay. Chazkiel will tell us the principles of microeconomics are never really true, but that's not my problem right now. If you say that it's pure kapara, you could say shavyo ke'eved,
Or you could say like the Raifid. Parshas Erechin. What I'm claiming is that if you say you pay his actual value, that go either way. But if you say Parshas Erechin, it doesn't make sense. Like, if you're replacing what the family lost, why would you pay Parshas Erechin? The family didn't lose 50 sela just because he's a man between 20 and 60, right? And the family didn't lose, like, you know, the family lost how much he's actually worth. But if you say for Kapara, then already Kapara, that's already Parshas Erechin. Parshas Erechin is, if you're noder, you're shovi for kapara, the base of mikdash. Maybe for a pure kapara, it makes more sense to go to a purely ritual context of Parshas Erechin. If it's really dumb,
that's based on kapara.
What?
That's so pasha, that's based on
kapara. It's not so pasha, but why are you donating money to the base of mikdash? Not for kapara.
Yeah, hektish.
What?
Meaning, but that someone gives hektish, then it's
really dirty. I understand, but still, I mean, why do you give money to hektish? For kapara, no? Not to mention the fact that obviously the pshut to shalom mikra parshas Erechin seems to be that why would people place their value to Hashem like or kapara for something. Okay, you definitely see how there could be a tie-in. Moshe points out the famous suffix about what if two partners own a shore and it kills someone. Do they each pay half or do they each pay full? Right, that's what you're pointing out, the Ibai and the Gemara. Right? And Moshe's pointing out that that ties into this chakira. Right? If you say you're paying the value, then shnei shutfin, mishalmin, kol echad, chetzi, the main misa. Right? They should each chip in half, and then the family get his value back. But if you say, no, it's really purely kapara, then efshar, maybe, ulai, I would say ulai, Shnei Shutfin, Mishalmin, Kol Echad, Kol Dama. Why? Because they each need a kapara. And it's not that the family gets paid twice. Okay, the point is that the family gets paid. The point is that they get kapara. And therefore, the family gets paid twice. That's coincidence.
Right. The last one, the Rambam, is Kol Echad Tzarech Kapara Gemura.
Right. In which case, the Rambam would, even though the Minchas Chinuch wanted to put the Rambam on a different tzad, but okay, that's not mochrach that you have to agree with him, right? I'll just throw out one or two other things. Maybe a whole question, and these is a whole diunim in the Achronim. Do you need Bezdin to judge Kofer? Right? Do you need a Bezdin to judge Kofer? Or is it just a Shaila Bezdin? And do you need Bezdin to judge Karbanos? Do you need Bezdin to tell your Chayva Karban? Or not? Just as a Rehat, you need one Rav to pass in your Chayva Karban. So do you need Bezdin to judge Kofer? So maybe you would say, if you really see it more as Ki of Mamon, you would say, Bezdin Smochin. Lodun Din Kofer. And I would just add, Ushnei Eden, Sheira. Right? If it's really mama, which also happens to be a chaper, you should need bezdin and eitim to be multi-mama. Otherwise, I don't have to pay. I don't have to pay if you don't have eitim. Right? Let's say I don't know myself, whatever. If you see it as more pure kapara, then you would say you don't need bezdin. And eid echad is neman. After all, eid echad is neman in karbonos. It's a big sugya, but eid echad is neman in karbonos at the very least. If I don't contradict him, according to many Rishonim. Okay, so there. Each of these really.
Every kapara is also toward knas, though. It's not just mamon the kapara. It's mamon the kapara could be a sort of a knas, in which case you would need Eidim and Eidavad.
Okay, if you, but I, if you view it that sad, I didn't want to go in that particular direction. I'm here, then that would be a different direction that I'm going in. Okay, this is all really, by the way, a food for thought, because we haven't looked at these sugyas inside, but it's something definitely to keep in mind that really comes out maybe a little hinted at. It doesn't come out strongly from our sugya, but from the discussion of Kimud Ramani, at least, and the discussion of the relationship between Kofar and Dumim in Tosfos, is the whole question of to what extent is Kofar, we pass him Kofar Kapara, and Oren will say to me, no, just be like a Pashim Shap guy. The Gemara is in the Sofag, whether it was Kapara and Mamona, Paskin Kapara, so it's not Mamona and Shalom Yisrael. But we see it's a little more complicated than that. That's what Sofer himself already said. It's really Mamona and Agav, it's Kapara. So maybe the question is just whether that Agav of Kapara, every Chi of Mamona has some Agav Kapara. Anytime I do anything, I pay you the money, Hashem forgives me.
Right? So the question is just whether agav kapar is ma'akev or not. Maybe the machlotzi manda or kufr kapar and kufr mon is more subtle. Manda or kufr kapar says it's mamon the agav kapara. And it's only chal if you get the agav. And manda or kufr mamona says, no, it's mamon. Of course, every mamon agav has kapara. Every time you do the right thing, you have kapara. But that's not ma'akev. It's chal even when there's no kapara. Okay, I'm going to leave it at this and go on in the Gemara. Continuing, the Gemara says, Chomer ba'esh Chomer, sorry, the last of the trio, right? Chomer ba'esh mivor, Chomer ba'esh ba'esh. Chomer ba'esh ba'esh, etchilas l'sir shal nezik, masu l'chir shal v'kam l'chay, masha inka ba'esh. The Chomer of bor is that it's chilas l'sir shal nezik. Remember, we learned that already, right? It's from the moment you dig it, it is already dangerous and inappropriate. As opposed to esh, which you're lighting a proper esh, it's just getting out of hand. It's not dangerous till it gets out of hand. And masr chir shad v'katan, we already analyzed enough tests. Masha inkim esh chomer esh mivor she esh darker leil chazik and moedas lechol bin dover roila bin dover sheina roila masha inkim be bor. Okay, esh darker leil chazik. That's obvious. Moedas lechol bin dover roila bin dover sheina roila. Esh destroys anything. That's why fire is so dangerous. As opposed to bor, we'll have to figure out what is bor, not moedas. Right? Shame, we know, the Mishnah says, it's not mu'edes to eat things that are not food. But what is bor not mu'ed for, we'll see in a moment. So let's continue in the Gemara. Avelisni chomer b'shor b'esha shor chaybos hakelem ha'she'en kein b'bor. Sorry, velisni chomer b'shor b'bor shor chaybos hakelem ha'she'en kein b'bor. Why isn't one of the chomers that is before kelem and bor? How many Rabbi Yehuda in Mechayim is given Lord? No, there's Rabbi Yehuda who says Boris Chayiv on Kalim. Hold on, Rabbi Yehuda ima seifa chomer beishim morsha ishtarka leil chahazik mordes lechol bein dover roi lebin dover shein bor. Lama shein kim bor. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, then what's the difference between ishim bor? My dover roi lamai nihu. What's this dover roi and ein roi? Eitzim, dover shein roi lamai nihu Kalim. What is this dover shein roi that ish is chayiv and bor is potter? The answer is ish is chayiv on Kalim, even though Kalim are not the things that typically burn as much as Eitim. Masha ain't came bor, and like a bor is potter on Kalim, so now we have a stira. In the ratio, we had say it's Rabbi Huda that bor is chayv in Kalim, but in the Seifa, it's mochrach, like the chacham, that bor is potter on Kalim. E Rabbi Huda, ha'amr, chayv ha'yu Rabbi Huda, and these gay Kalim a bor. Elo lo'olam rabbanon hi, v'tanu v'shai, really it's the rabbanon. So why didn't it say that shor is more chomer than bor because it's chayv on Kalim? The Tana the Shear, right? You're right. It left something out. My Shire to High Shire. You're not allowed to leave one thing out. A Bryce is never allowed to leave one thing out. A Bryce has to leave zero or two or more things out. Shear Tamun left out Tamun. After all, Bor and Shor Chayv and Tamun. On the one hand, H and Shor Chayv and Kalim and Bor isn't. So what else to leave out? Bor and Shor Chayv and Tamun and H is Potter and Tamun. Okay. What's the case? Here, Rashi just gets into trouble. It seems very reasonable. Shor is chayv on tamun. Rashi says, the shor kicks a bag and there's stuff inside it that's tamun, you're chayv. Eish is potter on tamun. If the eish burns down a haystack and there's something inside it, you are potter. And bor is also chayv on tamun. What's the case? Bor is chayv on tamun. So obviously what you have to say is, a sack fell to the bor and there's something hidden inside it. Okay, Rashi here gratuitously makes trouble. Right? Meaning, it's not, I don't think it's necessary for explaining our Gemara. Right? You could have just said anything is Tumun. But what's the case of Tumun that's Chayiv in a Bor? Right? So, what's the case of Tumun that's Chayiv in a Bor? So, here we have four answers, I think. What's the case of Tumun that is Chayiv in a Bor? Says Rashi. What does Rashi here say? What fell into the bor? What did Rashi here say? What fell into the bor? Sak moli tfua. Sak moli tfua. Okay. A bag full of tfua. And therefore that's tamun. What's Tosa's problem? That let's remember. It's the furs in this Gemara that were according to which Tana this line in the Gemara? Chacham or Yehuda? This line in the Gemara says explicitly, it's according to Chachamim, Rabbanan, that Kalim are Potter. What is it supposed to say? If Kalim are Potter, then Tvua is Kalim. Tvua is Bechal Kalim. Says Tosos, Shir Taman. Upirish HaKunshu is going to bought Shor B'sach Malik Helim HaShivran. V'chidim Nofel Bor Sach Malik Tvura. I don't care about the Shor, I don't care about the Bor. Chayav Lodok. Rashi was, it was not exacting. Rashi was sloppy. Chol Midli Glav Alekhaim Matri Mechamer Debor Kvo Kelim. When we say Chamer V'lo Kelim, we don't mean Chamer and not Kelim. We mean Chamer and anything that's not alive. You're only chayv on live animals, not on non-live animals. And therefore, Sach Malik Tvura is a Ptur of Kelim. Right? So what's Tosfos's problem? Right? The question is, but your putter on Kalim equals anything but animals. So what does Tosus say the case of Tumlin is? And what's his proof? Maybe you'll say Kalim only means Kalim, and Tvua is not Kalim. What's Tosus's proof? Mefurish Marim Chesim at Bays, that if my animal falls into. Now, here you have to hold cup a little, because the boar is not the boar in this Gemara. Right, my animal falls into your pit. I let my animal into your property illegally. It falls into your pit and spoils your water, right? Because it dies and then it rots and spoils your water. My animal now bore because it's not moving. Not the boar that's bored. My animal is the boar. And I'm putter for ruining your water because a boar is putter on kalem and water is called kalem. So, and his proof is Mem Chesam and Beis says Mayim is Bechlal Kalim. And who else in Dachman Chesam and Beis says Mayim is Bechlal Kalim? Rashi there admits that Mayim is Bechlal Kalim. Right? So Rashi himself admits that Mayim is Bechlal Kalim. So now we're stuck. You can't say it's Sak Moli Tula. So what does Tosus say? Tosus here does not give an answer. What does he say?
It was animals.
Exactly. Tosus on Rush and Rashi on Daf Chof Vav Amud Aleph gives the same answer. Interestingly, he's so what he says here, and lots of other Rishonim, right? The Rashba and others. What do they say? Sack mole gidim. It's a sack full of little goats. Okay, that's Taman. With no Ptur of Caleb, right? You have to be Chayev. Can't be Chayev if anything inanimate is Taman in the sack, because that is a Ptur of Caleb. Must be a sack full of little animals. Okay, you know what, you know. Now, why did Rashi not want to say that? It's funny, Rashi Nafafav said it. You can imagine that's like a weird case. A sack full of goats. All right, but you know what? In the Babylonian Talmud, we're allowed to have weird cases. Right? And that's a ground rule, I think. Anyways, they say sack male kadim. The Rabbeinu Hananel on Daf Chof Vav. I think it's the Daf Chof Vav I wrote. Rabbeinu Hananel Daf Chof Vav and Beis. Apparently doesn't like Rashi or Tosfos, or Rashi later. Why doesn't he like Rashi? Probably because Mayim is Caleb, so Tvua is Caleb. Why doesn't he like the Sak Molik Dia? Maybe it's too weird. So he brings two other Peshatim. What are the two other Peshatim he brings? So, says Rabbeinu Hananel, which is the one that he himself likes? The boar, he says, no, it doesn't mean the boar damages something's tumlin. He means, says Rabbeinu Hananel, and Daf Chof Vav and Beis, he means the boar atzmo is tumlin, not the object damages tumlin. And here you see why this is a little dachik. Why did everyone else not want to say the Rabbeinu Hananel? Because it's not totally parallel. In the case of Eish, it's the damaged object that was Taman. Here it's saying the damaging object that was Taman. If the boar is Taman, isn't that called a covered boar, and isn't that okay? Say, no, covered boar is only okay if you cover it properly, right? Equals boar she mechuse ve'eino mechuse karaoi. It was an imperfectly covered boar. You covered the boar, so the boar was Taman. But that made it only more dangerous because it wasn't a good cover. So you'll just walk over it and think it's safe and then you'll fall in. It was like a trap. Okay, so boar is chayiv tamun. He said it's the boar that's tamun, not the damaged object that's tamun. He also quotes one other opinion, Rach b'shem yesh omrim. He says, ubar bim'ei para, a fetus. Maybe a fetus is tamun. After all, you're only chayiv on animals. How do you have tum on animals? He didn't like a sack full of goats. So instead he said, pregnant cow. If the pregnant cow dies with her fetus, then the fetus is tum on. Okay, Rabbi Nachmanel didn't like this. Why do you think he didn't like it? What? Probably some sort of Uriyarchimo who thinks that's not tum on, that's part of the mother. Okay, maybe there are machlokas here about how to apply Uriyarchimo. Lamaisa. Okay, all these answers, meaning this last answer is a little tricky because Lachor, it's not Talmud, it's part of it. Rabbi Nachmanel is also tricky because he's right, but it's not a good parallel because there it's the Chefza HaNizak that was Talmud, here it's the Chefza Mazak that was Talmud. Tosfos makes perfect sense. Okay, a sack full of little goats is a little weird, but weirder things have happened in the Gemara. Rashi is a Tmiya, up to the Shemayim, right? How could Rashi say that Tvua is that you're chayiv on a sack full of tvua? Pnei Yeshua almost at first says, you know what? Tosfos says Rashi lo duck. Rashi didn't really mean it. He was just like, he would just, since this wasn't the sugya of Kalem, he wasn't being careful with his language and he just wrote lav davka. Then the Pnei Yeshua says, no, I'm not willing to accept that Rashi's so lav davka. He said it. He can't say a lie. You know, if you tell me he left out an important caveat, you'll say, okay, he wasn't getting into that now. He was lav davka. He can't write a lie to be lav davka. The Rashi wrote that if a sack mole tefuah falls into my bor and gets damaged, I have to pay. That's not true. It's a lie. It's a pter of kalim. And don't say only utensils are kalim, because water is kalim. So if utensils are kalim and water is kalim, tefuah is also kalim. Okay, so Rashi is in trouble. How do you defend Rashi? Anyone want to defend Rashi? Again, unless you say Lav Davka, which is Dochuk, because then Rashi actually lied to us, right? If it's Lav Davka, then Rashi lied to us. So how do you defend Rashi? Right? Answers for Rashi. Okay. If you want, I will say Pnei Yoshua, at least Betchilas Devarav, Rashi was Lav Davka. But he just was not satisfied with that. Okay, so then what do you say? If Rashi's lav davka, if Rashi is davka, meaning he said it, how do you defend Rashi? Anyone? Who said that? Who is that? The Netziv. Says the Netziv in the Merumei Sadeh, right? Why do you name his sefer Merumei Sadeh?
This week's Haftorah. This week's
Haftorah, right? Everyone knows the answer today, right? V'naftali. Al Merume Sadeh, right? We just heard in the Haftorah. Netziv is Naftali, so you're in Berlin. Okay, so says the Netziv in the Merume Sadeh, he says no. He says, the Gemara points out, Shor v'lo Adam, Chamor v'lo Kalim. Shor v'lo Adam. Am I potter if an Adam sprains his ankle in my boar? No, I'm only potter if an Adam dies chas v'shalom my boar. I'm only potter on Mises Adam. I'm chayiv in Nitzke Adam. Says the Merumei Sadeh, likewise, I'm only potter on misas kalim inanimate objects. I'm chayiv on nezek to inanimate objects. Says the Netziv, kmo gabe adam, potter al misas kalim, aval chayiv al nezek kalim. Now, let's do all the examples. With a real utensil that gets broken, what rule does the Gemara say later on? Nun dalad aman aleph cheski? Shirasan zu mitzatzo. Breakage is considered death. Now, I admit that's a little arbitrary. Why is breakage death? Maybe breakage is damage. But the Gemara says it. Now, you may be, okay, you could say the Gemara only meant a big breakage, but the Gemara says all breakage is death. So, what does he have to say? He just has to fill in a little blank. When it comes to Kalim Mamish, Shvirasan Zuhi Misasan. Shvir is Misa. Breaking is dying. When it comes to Mayim Adafim Chesamid Beis, what happened to the Mayim Adafim Chesamid Beis? Who remembers the Lashon? Hiv Ish Meimav. It spoiled the water. Mayim Be'ushim. If the water is spoiled and rotten, then it's dead. You can't drink it anymore, right? That's also Misa. That's Misa for water. Misa for water is if it is spoiled and undrinkable, right? Right? Biush? I think that's the word, no? Right? correct me if you have better diptych than I do. Right, what's a boish in Hebrew?
Boishim is the grape.
Is grape, in modern Hebrew, what's a boish? Am I wrong?
It's a skunk.
It's a skunk, right? Because it stinks. So you can imagine what the water smells like. but what happens when the tefua falls into a boar? Now, the real answer is we don't know what happens when the tefua falls into the boar. Rashi didn't say. It probably depends on a lot of things. But I think menastam, meaning I don't think he's being unfair here. If I told you a sack of wheat fell into a boar and got damaged, what would you imagine happened to this wheat? Menastam. Is it gone? Is it inedible? Maybe it got a little spoiled, right? It getting a little spoiled, that's not misa, that's nezek. It can break. By a kli, that's his chap. By a kli, once it breaks, even if it only breaks a little, breaking is misa. Breaking is breaking. However, tefuah can't break, that's clear. It can't break, it can spoil. How much does tefuah spoil from going into the boar? Mastami, you take it out of the boar, right? So let's say it went into a wet boar. Now the tefuah got wet, now it's not as good. You don't have to throw it in the garbage, right? Now the tefuah maybe got dirty, so you have to rinse it off. You don't have to throw it in the garbage. He assumes you can even rinse it off. So he says, but no, tefuah shenafal libor equals nezek, not misa. Okay, it's an okimta, but it's a simple okimta. This tefuah didn't get ruined. The water got ruined. Kalim, by definition, breaking is... Now, it's interesting. Maybe there'd be some cases where you'd be chayv in kalim also, according to the tziv. What if a kli didn't break, just got damaged? There are kalim that can get damaged without breaking. Like, for example, what if my suit fell into the boar and got dirty? Or what if clothing fell into the boar and got stained? Would you call that shvurasa zumit shasa? No. I think the Nemroi Sada would say, again, for Rashi, doesn't have to say this for the Shulchan Aruch halacha l'maisa, that even by utensils mamish, if they didn't break, you'd be chayav if they were just stained. That's a good example, right? And the tefuah, and that's why you can't bring a kasha from mayim on Rashi, because the mayim was ruined, it's undrinkable, while the tefuah was only slightly damaged. Okay, big chiddush. Again, the biggest chiddush would be, I think, if, now here it gets a little tricky, though. Why does it get tricky? Because, third parak, anyone? I just got myself in trouble, accidentally. But maybe that's good. What's the lushan of what happens to the clothing in the third parak? Nit nifu kalim. Right, there's all the cases where the water spilled and dirtied clothing. And then your pater mishum bor. That gets a little tricky also. If the kelim just get dirty, why am I putting mishum bor? That's misa. If kelim get dirty, that's misa, right? What daf? Chesky is the case. Exactly. in the case of tinfu kelim here, tinfu kelim b'mayim. Rav wants to say you're chayav if a guy's clothing gets dirty with your water. But then Shmuel says, no, but if it's miboro lamadnu, it's a p'tor of kalim. Le'inyan is zakin, not only that, even worse. Le'inyan is zakin, adam chayav v'kalim p'turin. Chav chesem beis. That's a little tricky for the, that's a little problematic for the tziv, no? Le'inyan is zakin, adam chayav kalim p'turin. That seems to cut against the direction of the Netziv, does it not? Okay. And here, but we're talking about tin fukela. We're talking about clothing getting dirty.
Oh, no. Maybe it means like he's carrying a notebook. It's totally ruined by the water.
No, kalem means clothing. Give me a break. Kalem always means clothing. Kalem of a person always means clothing. It's tricky. This is tricky. Sarech Iyun. Here, everyone turn to Chav Chesem and Beis. Don't take my word for it. Why is the Netziv in trouble? He's in Doch Gadol in Chav Chesem Beis. Netziv. Last line of Chav Chesem Aleph. Armei Yehuda Rav. Lo Shonu Tinfu Kalim B'Mayim. If I spill my water on the street and someone trips, I'm only chayev if his clothing gets dirty in the water. Flipping onto Chav Chesem Beis. Well, who has to go potter? But if he himself bruises himself on potter, kako olam zikaso, because my water didn't hurt him, the ground did. When I said in front of Shmuel, Amrli, Mechli, Abin Shkin Maso, we bore Lamanu. Remember the Machlot Rav and Shmuel? Shmuel holds the Kugor Lamanu. It's a din bore. But Kulin, Akarim, Shorvalo, Adam, Chamer, Lokalim. and you're potter and adam and potter and kalim. Behani milini ktola. You're only potter for killing a person, so you're chayiv for hurting a person. The opposite of ravelin, you nizok and adam chayiv kalim turim, but for nizok and you're potter even on kalim. So it says right here, you're potter for nezek to kalim, and the nezek to kalim doesn't mean breaking, it means tinfu, getting dirty. So it seems like against this nitziv, for the nitziv, you're going to have to say, no, getting kalim dirty means ripping them, which is misa. And what they really mean is you're chapater on nizokin, which are really misa, but not nizokin, they're really nizokin. You see how it's very dachuk, right? Sorech iyon gadol mi gemara daf chavkes amadeis de potter gam al nezek lekalim kagon tinfu kalav bimayim. But it says bimayim, it doesn't say ripped. Again, I got your clothes wet. Maybe it was dirty water. I got your clothes dirty on potter because of nezek. Isn't that exactly against the nitziv? Who said if something just gets a little dirty, then you're chayiv because that's only nezek.
Why do they mean for sure that it means clothes?
Because kalim always means clothes. Kalim of an adam always means clothes.
Well, here it means if my pot, I'm carrying my cot and stuff half the time.
No, it says tinfu, got dirty. It doesn't say broke.
Right,
I know. Bimayim, it got dirty with water. Water doesn't damage a cot at all.
No, I know. I'm just giving you another example.
Okay, your notebook. They didn't have notebooks. Okay, thank you. Viter. Yes, he's in trouble. Uh-oh.
Why is it so positive to everybody that what's in the kli is kli?
No, because anything that's not alive is a kli, because water is a kli.
Water is kli, but let's say a kli itself. Now you have something in it.
You're saying the tvua outside of a sock is kalim. The tvua inside of a sock is not. I don't know. That's nevius. That's nevius. Okay. That's not a hafkav kalim. Okay, let's go to answer three, the Pnei Yeshua himself. Pnei Yeshua himself is also a little dark. What's the Pnei Yeshua's answer? He says the ptur is only potter rak al kalim. The dover she'eno gidule karka kemomayim velo alperos. The p'tur is only for kalim. Ah, but it's also for water. It would be great if you could say only kalim, but it's also for water. And as Rashi says on the sugya of mayim, everything is b'chal kalim unless it's an animal. It's all inanimate objects. It's not an all inanimate object. It's an all kalim and other things that aren't fruits, that aren't produce. But there's no p'tur on produce. Problem is that's also a little bit of a different ideas, no? He says, kalim daf, it's only kalim you're potter on. Right? It's only kalim you're potter on. And after all, because a kli is like a chamer you could use for work, and a kli you could use for work. So you're only potter on kalim. Okay, so why are you potter on water? Ah, because water is like kalim because it's not like gedule karka. It's not like a pre-gedule karka. Meaning, you can't buy it with my sersheni money. So you're putter on kalim and anything else you can't buy with my sersheni money, which is where he gets this phrase from. It also seems a little random, right? It's like, if you're only putter on kalim, you should only be putter on kalim. Why should it be kalim and mayim, but not fruit? Basically, all the answers for Rashi are tricky. Okay, I have an answer that's worse than any of these. But should I tell you?
Sure.
Okay, I have an answer that's worse than any of these. And it's also based on the fact that Rashi seems to be Sosa himself, twice. Rashi here says it's a sak molik tfuwa, but on daf chav vav in the parallel line, says it's a sak molik diem. So why didn't he say it here?
I think he's trying to give a chiddush over here, and then there it's just the
pot. Okay, it doesn't have to be a stira, but it's interesting. And on daf chesem and beis, Rashi does say, right, Rashi does say, that kol chafotzim kekelim, delo chashiv chayiv v'bor la misa ella al nizkei behema ushar chafotzim hezekon zui misasan. Okay, he says all chafotzim are like kelim, right? And all hezek is like misa, right? He really doesn't give a makom to any of this. So I want to say something a little
but
crazy.
And that's also where it's breaking. Obviously, it's the last line. It's true also.
Oh, yeah, if you want to stick it into the Nitziv, yeah, I can live with all of these with the Nitziv, okay. Except for Daftov Chesem Days. Fair. Okay, but I want to say something that's uncharacteristically cheshbini of me, maybe even Pelpolish. But I want to say something very poshut. That there's a... This is too crazy. We only have 3 minutes. Fine. There's machlokas Rav and Shmuel about Bor. What's machlokas Rav and Shmuel about Bor? Am I chayiv only for Havala or even for Chavato? How do we paskin? Like Shmuel, that you're chayiv even for Chavato. Okay, I want to say there's two different ways of understanding the short table. Here's Rav Havalo, and here's Shmuel, who says Havalo vechavato. According to Rav, I want to say, why are Kalim putter? Very simple. The Gemara wonders, how do you even have a case of Kalim? Since when does Hevel, right, meaning hot air, damage Kalim? The Gemara answers, oh, there's one rare case of new Kalim that sometimes can be damaged by hot air. Okay, what I want to say is that, according to Rav, it's pasha why Kalim are putter. Because Kalim, 99.99% of the time, aren't damaged by Hevel. They're not a Dover Haroi to be damaged by a boar. What? Ah, for the 1.1% of the time where they are damaged by Hevel, that they're still potter. You know, you're not buying. Okay, let me ask you the following question. Why does it say Kalim aren't Roy to be damaged in a boar? If you drop a glass into a boar, what's going to happen?
It'll break.
It'll break. So why are Kalim not Roy to be damaged by a boar?
It won't go there on its own.
So you could say, because it doesn't go to the boar on its own, right? That's what we generally assume. It doesn't go to the boar on its own. That's why it's ain't a Roy. Right? It doesn't go to the boar on its own. It goes to the boar all the time on a donkey. Okay, it doesn't go on its own. It's ain't a Roy. You could say that, right? Just like, you know, Kalim don't go to a fire on their own. Only wood you put in a fire on its own. I want to say maybe Rashi understood it more differently. He didn't like that pshat. He didn't like the pshat that Kalim weren't Roy because they don't go on their own. Because nonetheless, they fall into a boar all the time. He wanted to say Kalim aren't Roy because our sugi is leave the Rav that it's Havalo, and Kalim usually are not damaged by Hevel. And that's what it means, Eino Roy. They're usually not damaged by Hevel. If so, the Torah of Kalim is those things that are usually not damaged by Hevel. Okay, so a Kli is not damaged by Hevel usually. Is Tvua damaged by Hevel? Does hot, moist air damage Tvua? Of course it does, it makes it moldy. So maybe Rashi has argued leave the Rav, that the Torah of Kalim is we did Eino Roy. But Tvua is very Roy to be spoiled by air. As a matter of fact, the Chiva doesn't hurt Tvua. It's only the Hevel that hurts the Tvua. So maybe Rashi of our sugar, which he's working with Eino Roy, he said it's not Eino Roy because it doesn't walk on its own. That's still Roy. It's Eino Roy because Hevel doesn't damage it. Other than the Torah's only things like Kalim that aren't damaged by Hevel. But Tvua, which is damaged by Hevel, is Chayav. All the other sugars will leave with the Hilchasa, like Shmuel, that you're Chayav on Chibur and Hevel. And then what's the Torah of Kalim? The Torah of Kalim is Exeris HaKasav. And if the Torah of Kalim is Exeris HaKasav, then it applies to all inanimate objects. Or maybe it's for anything that doesn't walk on its own. And therefore, it potters even Mayim and Tfuwa. And maybe Rashi and the rest of the Masechet would admit that you're potter on Tfuwa and Abor. It's only in our Sugya you're Chayiv on Tfuwa, because our Sugya says the Ptur of Kalim we didn't in a Roi, in which case it's only things that aren't damaged, but everything's damaged. No, only things that aren't damaged by Hevel, and Tfuwa is damaged by Hevel. All the other Sugyas hold the Ptur of Kalim is not we didn't in a Roi. It's we did Zer Sagasim. And therefore, the Ptur applies to all inanimate objects. Okay. That's, I told you, it's more cheshbony than I usually like. Okay, just since I couldn't really handle any of the other pshatim, I got desperate. So, yei shlomar, ule yei shlomar, bit dochik atzum, that sugyin kirav, diptur kalim, mitam, she'enam re'uyim, biderech klau, lizok, al yedei hevel, Aval Tvua Ra'oi Lizok Al Yidei Hevel. Uveshar Hasugyas Hazlinan Aliba de Shmuel Vechuli. Okay, that's a little too cheshbony than I usually like, but I wonder if it might be shot just because it also explains why Kalim are in a Roi, and why Rashi sold himself at the same time. Yesh La'ayim will have to pick up with the rest of the Gemara and Mitzvah Shem next time.
There's a couple places in Bava Basra, Tosno says, on the Rashbam, Agav Kurva Ba'in Ba.
Ha!